The Kashmir bus route has been ferrying families across the line of control since April 2005, braving occasional gunfire in what has become an enduring model of cooperation and a vital link for people in both countries. Only Kashmiris can travel on the weekly bus between Muzaffarabad and Srinagar, the capitals of Indian and Pakistani Kashmir. Ghulam Muhyiddin has just arrived in Muzaffarabad with his family to attend a wedding of his siblings.
I feel to be the happiest man today to have got this chance of traveling by this bus and coming to my blood relation.
Muhyiddin says the bus service has reunited his family, overcoming decades of separation. Khwaja Shoaib and his son are traveling to attend two wedding parties on the Indian side.
The border clashes are not a good thing because civilians on both sides become victims of such activities. They are obviously a matter of concern for us, but do not scare us.
Although the bus service is popular, Kashmiris on both sides complain that obtaining travel permission involves a lengthy process, making it difficult to rely on for emergencies or special family occasions. Several cross-Kashmir border marriages have taken place in the last 5 years, but procedural delays forced the wedding parties to undertake a 1,000-kilometer journey through international borders rather than the 179-kilometer ride from Srinagar to Muzaffarabad.
It has not touched their hopes. It has not touched their expectations so far.
Kashmiris hope that no matter how bad the situation becomes between India and Pakistan, the bus service will continue its journey. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.